This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon now confirming a tragic accident at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point earlier today when a cadet was killed and more than 20 others were injured when a troop-carrying vehicle overturned during a training exercise. Mike Lyons went to West Point. Now he's a military consultant.
It's where cadets go to train for the summertime with active duty units on actual Army equipment. They don't do that during the academic year.
He was speaking to CBS News. Talks over threatened tariffs on Mexico resuming today at the State Department as Mexican officials met with Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday at the White House, though nothing was resolved after President Trump threatened to impose tariffs on Mexico unless its government stops the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States. This is USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Enver 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off. 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
While meeting with the French President Emmanuel Macron in France today, President Trump addressed Iran, calling it a nation that's failing. He says he doesn't want to see it happen, but says it cannot be allowed to get a nuclear weapon. And concerning tariffs on Chinese goods, he says he'll decide whether to up the ante when he gets back from the G20 summit later this month. That following a huge event at the Normandy American Cemetery to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion.
We are gathered here on freedom's altar.
The event drawing other world leaders and over 170 American veterans who survived that fateful day on the beaches at Normandy.
10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty.
First-time jobless claims last week unchanged, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Armed Mexican police, soldiers, and migration officials did block hundreds of migrants trying to cross the border from Guatemala into Mexico. Those migrants were part of a caravan heading into southern Mexico on Wednesday, and dozens were detained. The action is seen as a toughening of Mexico's efforts to reduce the flow of Central American migrants, as President Trump has been calling on Mexico's government to do. Many say they were seeking asylum from violence and poverty in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. YouTube says it's taking down videos claiming the Holocaust and the Sandy Hook shooting were a hoax. The video streaming platform saying it's removed hundreds of thousands of such videos. YouTube says it's prohibiting all such videos claiming a group is superior in order to justify discrimination, segregation, or exclusion based on qualities from age to gender, race, religion, sexual orientation, or veteran status. Speaking of veterans, they'll have more access now to health care, apart from the Department of Veterans Affairs, beginning today, thanks to a law signed last year by President Trump making vets eligible for VA-sponsored private care. The VA will now pay for private doctor visits. If vets have to wait more than 20 days or drive more than 30 minutes for primary and mental health care. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America, as we remember the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Interesting story coming up here from Matthew Futterman. Running to the edge, a band of misfits and the guru who unlocked the secrets of speed. Whether you're into running or you're just into life and looking for a better way, a more efficient way, this story is incredibly engaging. Let me read the inside of the jacket here as, Matthew will be here in just a moment to join us. The Inside Jacket says, a visionary American running coach, a team of outsiders, a decade-long quest for the secrets of speed. You know, how many people at that time were asking that question? Well, it all started in the dusty hills above San Diego. Bob Larson became one of America's greatest running coaches, starting with a ragtag group of high school cross-country runners. He set out on a journey to discover the mysteries of running impossibly fast. I mean, hey, you're out there. Why not? You know, why not ask the other question? You know, how fast can we go? Well, a former farm boy who fell in love with the sport as a teenager, Larson rose through the coaching ranks as the running craze was born in the 60s and 70s. The arid trails and windy roads of California became Larson's laboratory as he relentlessly sought the secret sauce of speed and endurance that would catapult American running onto the international stage. Under Larson's watch came the birth of the Hummel Toads, an oddball collection of hippie runners in California who had the audacity to dream of competing against long-established clubs at a national level. Don't you love that underdog kind of story and the setup there? This is what this is all about. Now, these misfits ran for many reasons, to escape the war in Vietnam, to escape difficult childhoods, but they were all running from something and to something, each embodying the rebellious spirit that has always been at the heart of long-distance running. Larson honed his training techniques with the Toads, eventually mentoring an American legend, and he mounted a fierce challenge against the seemingly unbeatable African runners who dominated major marathons and the Olympic Games. Running to the Edge is a magical chronicle of Larson's foray into the nuances of distance running. New York Times deputy sports editor Matthew Futterman interweaves the dramatic stories of Larson's runners with a fascinating discourse on the science and passion behind running, as well as a personal narrative that follows Futterman's own intimate connection to the sport. So we're looking forward to Matthew joining us. He must be delayed, maybe watching, caught up in some of the stuff regarding the 75th anniversary of D-Day, no less. But anyway, we'll stand by for Matthew and look forward to a conversation with him about his new book, Running to the Edge. As you know, I've been sharing with you, this day is so historic on so many levels. I mean, 75 years, we've got roughly about maybe a half million World War II vets that are still alive today. We're losing something like 300 a day, they tell me. So, you know, this could be the last, you know, commemorative event for our greatest generation. You know, they are dying out, but hopefully what is left for us is for us to really capture. And I think this has been, you know, a great opportunity for us to reengage and recapture, you know, the sentiment of liberty and, you know, the American dream, what, you know, these soldiers gave on the beaches of Normandy. And here it was, a battle for good and evil, for our religious freedoms, for life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the American way, Western civilization. I mean, it was all hanging in the balance. You know, so many things had to happen just right, you know, with the weather, you know, certain operational issues that when you look at it, it is hard. I mean, you're hard-pressed to deny the hand of God because there were miracles abounding. And, of course, it was a time when you could talk about God. And you weren't going to offend a lot of people, you know, like you do today. Today you mentioned God, and, you know, it's like, oh, man, you just got a long line of people that seemingly are offended, that just want to deny, you know, God's existence. But I hate to tell you and break it to you so gently here, or maybe you might say I'm being rather rude about it, but honestly, is that but for the hand of God, you know, the West could have gone into the hay bale of history, and you know, we'd all be speaking German, and has been said, you know, the dream that Adolf Hitler had of a 1,000-year Third Reich run could have very likely occurred. But for the United States, but for the hand of God, but for the alliances that went hand in hand. I mean, look what happened on that incredible day for, you know, 75 years ago, June 6, 1944. You had 156,000 plus troops from the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, France, Norway, and other allied nations. You had five beaches along the 50-mile stretch of Normandy coast targeted for landing with the allied code name of Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juno, and Sword. Omaha was the largest and the costliest. Americans suffered some 2,400 casualties. You had 6,000 ships and landing craft, you know, people that witnessed you know, the invasion that day said there was boats, and more boats. 50,000 vehicles, 11,000 planes, 12,004 total killed, wounded, missing, or captured. As I mentioned, United States, 8,230, United Kingdom, 2,700, Canada, 1,074. It's no wonder, you know, with the president representing our country, and I would say quite proudly, he and the First Lady, boy, I'll tell you, the diplomacy, and I know some people are, you know, they continue to be critical, but, boy, you can't help but be proud of the Trumps and how they're representing us. You know, I know at any turn, you know, the media is trying to make our president look bad, and they're chipping at his heels, you know, because, you know, Prince Harry's not there, and, yeah, one deal or another, but look at, you know, you're talking the Queen of England receives him, the pomp, the circumstance, you know, Prince Charles, and his wife. I mean, it just was, and the people by and large, were there people there that are antithetical, you know, to the president? No doubt. Look at, you know, he's, I understand that. I mean, he's upending their sensitivities because they have their own worldview and it's a disturbance for them. But look what's happening in their country right now. I mean, even their mayor, the mayor of London, you know, attacked the president, was critical of the president. It's like, look at, you know, Mr. Mayor, I hate to tell you, but you need the president's help. And maybe you should learn from his example and what he's doing, what he's been able to do here in the United States. I mean, you know, people wonder, they go, wait, why is this guy president? Well, 63 million people wanted him to be president. And I don't care what the Democrats say, even if they want to change the rules and suddenly say, well, the Electoral College doesn't matter anymore. It maybe just should be a popular vote. Maybe they'll win that way. But thank God there are still enough reasonable people, and there wasn't enough cheating that the Democrats could get away with. I mean, they did, you know, turn over some districts, no doubt, in the midterms. And I believe the jury's out on that with the ballot harvesting and some of the stuff that went on. But, you know, we're really slow because of due process. We're really very, very slow to discern the kind of cheating that's taking place. But, you know, somehow we want to go along with the narrative that the mainstream media would want us to believe, and that is that Putin single-handedly, with $150,000, was able to get Donald Trump elected. Boy, if that's the case, Nancy Pelosi, if it isn't, you know, Sanders, then maybe Joe Biden ought to hook up with Putin and maybe offer him $200,000 just to make sure that they could win in 2020, right? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, on the move.
I tell you, I feel like that. I feel like that's what I had to do to run Matthew Fetterman down to talk about his new book, Running the Edge, Running to the Edge, A Band of Misfits, The Guru Who Unlocked the Secrets of Speed. Hey, Matt, I'm glad we were able to catch up, and we are going to spend more time later on to get in more depth. We've got about 10 minutes to kind of give people a real quick overview on this book. Why did this story appeal to you?
You know, I've been a runner for about 35 years and been a journalist for 25 years almost, and I'd always been looking for the kind of running story that I wanted to write, and I wanted to write one that really sort of captured the emotions of sort of rebelliousness that I think are at the heart of long distance running and at the heart of the roots of the sport. And that was that's something that I feel. I think a lot of runners feel like when they run 20 miles on a Saturday morning that they're doing something that's a little crazy.
Right.
And they like that feeling of people thinking they're a little crazy. And this was, as Bob Larson told me the story of his beginnings with this Hummel Toes, these hippie runners in the 1960s right. and 70s, I really sort of started to feel like this was the story that could, this was the narrative that could convey a lot of the emotions that I feel when I run.
You know, when I was reading this, I thought, what a question to ask. I mean, and to pursue something as opposed to, hey, look, I'm going to get people together. We're going to run the race, the whole deal. But he took it to a whole nother level in saying, hey, we got to do this faster. I mean, he wasn't even worried about endurance. It was a matter of, hey, what can we do to break some records here, right?
Yeah, it was, what can we do to break records? What's the best what's the best way to run far fast? I mean, that was his main, that was the main concern here. And that was the puzzle that he was trying to solve. And, you know, what's so interesting to me is that what he came up with, the sort of secret sauce, are sort of three fundamentals of, making yourself able to grow comfortable with being uncomfortable. Which is a matter of what happens when you push yourself to that threshold of exhaustion, and then you learn how to stay there for, 3 miles one day and 4 miles the next day and maybe 6 miles the next week. And, that's something that you just have to, a feeling that you have to learn how to live with and train your body to do that. You know, the other thing is don't train alone. We're gonna run as a team and run as a group, and the power of the group is stronger than the power of the individual. That's that old adage of, the power of the wolf is in the pack and the power of the pack is in the wolf. You know, that was incredibly important to him, both in the 1970s when the running boom was just starting to happen and America was first starting to create these really elite long distance runnings. And then later in the 2000s when everything had sort of gone to hell with American long distance running, and he was the guy that started to bring it back. And then finally, just to really believe in yourself and not fall into the thinking that where you're born or how you're born is your destiny. That even if you're not Kenyan or Ethiopian,
right, exactly.
You can just work harder and you can be better tomorrow than you were yesterday. And that's a really important thing. All those three lessons are really important, I think, both in running, but also in life.
Exactly.
And that,
well, that's
that
why
really
I was telling people before
you can speak to everybody.
Yeah, before you joined us, Matthew, I was telling people whether they're runners or not, you're just participating in life. The story, the nuggets here from Bob Larson are applicable no matter what you, whether in business, your marriage, I mean, go on and on, right? And what was amazing to me was, how did Larson come up with this? I mean, just through experience and obviously he was somebody that put a lot of thought. I mean, you have the sense that, he was constantly thinking about the sport.
Yeah, he came up with it as a scientist would, through trial and error. The great good fortune of his early life is that he ended up at San Diego State University, where a guy named Fred Cash was doing some of the first studies on, adult conditioning and exercise science. And at that time, it was, completely against conventional wisdom that you should exercise to make your heart stronger. Conventional wisdom said that to strain your heart after the age of 35 was to risk a catastrophic cardiac event. And, you know, that is just crazy thinking today when we think about it. And so he was able to work in his lab as, you know, a 21-year-old, a 22-year-old, and then start coaching at San Diego State as an assistant coach. But then he went to coach in high school, at a small high school in eastern San Diego, and then at a junior college, because he really wanted to spend a lot of time experimenting. And that's where he came across this group of hippie runners, the Humboldt Toads,
right,
who really became his lab rats. And you say, how did he figure it out? Well, he figured it out by trial and error, and he figured it out by creating these training groups and having one do one thing for a little while and the other one do another thing, and seeing that which one did better and which one got faster and which one got stronger. And he took their pulse rates and he measured everything and wrote it down. You know, it wasn't just, hey, you know, let's try this, let's try this. It was keeping track of things over years and years and years to see what worked.
Mm-hmm. Well, this ragtag group, the Humboldt Toads, what a group of characters, huh?
Yeah, great group of characters. You know, when you set out to write a book,
mm-hmm.
the two most important things are your narrative and your characters. And, you know, I don't think you can have much of a story without a good narrative, and I don't think you can have a good narrative without good characters. And so that was the first test for me, and I started to call these guys. And, you know, I asked them, you know, why did you run? And each one had a better story than the next one about why he ran. I mean, these really sort of strong emotional stories. You know, one guy sort of running because it saved him from the Vietnam War, and another one running because it was a way out of his house, where his parents had this terrible marriage and they were fighting all the time. And he knew if he ran 800 miles over a summer, he would be in good enough shape to run 2 miles in under 9 minutes, and that would earn him a scholarship and get him out of his house because he didn't have enough money to get out of the house. Another guy running because he was escaping, you know, the death of his little brother that sort of haunted him all throughout his life. You know, just on and on. A guy running because his dad had been a Marine in World War II, and he sort of, you know, always wanted to sort of live up to that legend, and running was a way to do it. His dad would always be there in the stands, and he was always trying to prove himself worthy. And so you have these really emotional stories. Not one of these guys was just sort of like, you know, well, I just ran. I was good at it and never really thought about it.
Like Forrest Gump. I just ran and kept running until I stopped running.
Right. I mean, my whole theory is that, you know, we're all running away from something and running to something. And it's a pretty good exercise to figure out what those two things are and to think hard about them while you're running. And, you know, it brings a lot of meaning to the activity.
Well, as Larson is developing and working on this theory, and he starts realizing, hey, there's proof in the pudding here, of course, he starts to gain some renown and starts working with some world-class athletes, right?
Well, absolutely. He got hired at UCLA to run their track program, really revived their track program, and before long they were national champions and really one of the great college track teams in history, a team that was just stocked with Olympic gold medalists. Mm-hmm. So that happens within, I think, 7 years of his arrival at UCLA in 1980. And then beyond that, you know, he basically makes it his mission to revive American long distance running after, really, I think it's fair to say Americans stopped working as hard as the rest of the world when it came to long-distance training. They weren't doing the volume. They weren't doing the really hard intervals. They weren't training in the groups like the Kenyans and Ethiopians were in the Rift Valley at altitude. And that was the important thing. He wasn't going at altitude. And he sort of took it upon himself. He was going to create a group. He was going to get the best runners he could. They were going to move to Mammoth Lakes, and they were going to train together. And lo and behold, at 2004 Olympics, you know, there's 6 marathon medals at every Olympics, 3 for men and 3 for women. And his little group from Mammoth Lakes comes away with 2 of those 6. That's the
amazing
ratio.
Amazing story. Running to the Edge, a Band of Misfits, and the guru who unlocked the secrets of speed, Matthew Futterman, has been with us, deputy sports editor of the New York Times, previously worked for the Wall Street Journal. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call.
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon now confirming a tragic accident at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point earlier today when a cadet was killed and more than 20 others were injured when a troop-carrying vehicle overturned during a training exercise. Mike Lyons went to West Point. Now he's a military consultant.
It's where cadets go to train for the summertime with active duty units on actual Army equipment. They don't do that during the academic year.
He was speaking to CBS News. Talks over threatened tariffs on Mexico resuming today at the State Department as Mexican officials met with Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday at the White House, though nothing was resolved after President Trump threatened to impose tariffs on Mexico unless its government stops the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. You can download, podcast any one of the guests that we've had. Hey, we're givers, so it's absolutely free right there for you, and you can access them through the website. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us, by the way. We've got Michael Volpe with us, and we're going to be talking about his latest book, and it's A Nightmare of Child Custody Fight of the Decade, as he says, Sandra Grazzini-Ruckey, and the World's Last Custody Trial. A little background on Michael. He's been a freelance investigative reporter since 2009, has exposed corruption in the Department of the VA, numerous police forces, nonprofits, and since 2013 has done numerous stories on judicial corruption. Michael, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. So let's talk about this Grazzini. Am I saying it right? Ruckey or is it Ruckey?
Ruckey. Grazzini-Ruckey.
Ruckey.
So go ahead.
No, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's yours.
Okay, so it's a very complex case. So what I wanted to do was first lay out my thesis and then get into it.
Okay.
So first of all, Sandra goes by Sam, so I'm just going to call her Sam from now on. Sam
okay.
and her five children were abused by her ex-husband for 20 years. Then she tried to get her a divorce, and she was abused first by the courts, then by the cops, as well as the media, particularly 2020, which did an episode about this case in April of 2016 called Footprints in the Snow. And even the title of the episode is a lie. Mm. They've all pretended, like David Ruckey is not an abuser, and there isn't a mountain of evidence proving the abuse. So can I next list out just some of the documented evidence that David Ruckey is an abuser? And then I'll
It sounds so ironic that, you know, we're hearing this because, you know, with everything being hashtagged these days, the guys are usually guilty. And in this case, here you've got something that would, you're going, wait a minute, why is this guy getting away with this, right?
Correct. That is, in fact, the $64,000 question. In the middle of this is something called parental alienation, which in layman's terms is during a divorce, one parent turns the child or children, depending on how many kids they have, against the other parents. That's layman's term, but it's a psychological term. It's a very nebulous term, and there's a lot of money to be made. And any time, and it's particularly the man, is accused of especially physical or sexual abuse, they claim that they're actually being alienated. And the only reason the kids say that they're being abused or were being abused is because of parental alienation. And that's what happened here. And suddenly a whole bunch of experts charging anything from $200 to $400 an hour are brought into the case. And that is one reason. Why this guy has committed mortgage fraud. He's a multimillionaire. He's on welfare. He's on a program called Minnesota Care, which is for people who are poor, low income, and somehow he gets away with all of it. Why, I'm not sure. I don't believe he has that much power. But
is he just a charmer, Michael? I mean,
no.
You know, because there's some guys that just have incredible charm, right, and then get away with murder.
No, he's more like Pablo Escobar.
Oh, really?
Where he'll either threaten you or bribe you. It's one of two ways. He's not a charmer. He's a guy who frightens people. So the documented list of abuse includes a 1994 bar fight. In 2014, a guy flipped him off. He followed this guy into a parking lot, beat him up, then went shopping. When his daughter, Samantha, turned 13, he chased after her. She barricaded herself in her house until the cops were called. And then her 13th birthday was called off. His son, Nico, said that when he was 8 years old, his father stuck a gun to his head. Now, if you watch 2020, his son, Nico, now says he's never seen his father be violent. That's a Child Protective Services report with his son, Nico. His neighbors were so afraid of David Ruckey, they installed a video camera on top of their house.
Oh, wow.
His in-laws, during an argument over a probate matter, he threatened to kill his in-law. 10 different people, his ex-wife, his 5 children, his 2 neighbors, the in-law I just mentioned, and a mailman, all took out protective orders against this guy. He's had police reports in 3 counties, not just 3 cities, 3 counties. He was once caught putting a global positioning system device underneath the car of a friend of his newly ex-wife. Shortly after the marriage ended, he ran through the house, threw a bunch of pictures off the wall, and then started choking his ex-wife. And the only reason he stopped is because her friend happened to be there and he noticed her watching. So have I shown enough evidence of abuse? Can I get into how this...
Yes, let's go. Yeah, let's go ahead. Wow.
Okay, so they got married in 91. They had 5 kids. In 2011, they started a divorce. And even though it was a marriage full of violence and abuse, the divorce seemed like it was going to end very well. In about 3 months, they agreed. And under a judge named Tim Wormiger, they basically agreed. Sam, they had 4 homes, a business, a bunch of cars, tons of assets. All she got was the home and child support and alimony. He got everything else. And they signed what's called the divorce decree, which is supposed to end the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that without even having an attorney. He then hires an attorney and claims that he didn't realize he was being divorced, that he thought it was a paper divorce. If you've never heard of that term, it's because it's one he created on his own. And by the way, he then, at that point, hired an attorney named Lisa Elliott, who still remains his attorney. Tim Wormiger, who signed the divorce decree, is no longer on the case, and a judge named David Knutson comes on the case. And even though the only evidence this guy gave that he had a paper divorce was his word, David Knutson decided that his ex-wife had defrauded him and opened up the divorce. And from that point forward, Sam's life disintegrated. In August of 2012, late August in 2012, they had what's called a property settlement where Judge Knudsen reiterated that she owns the home that they lived in, which is in Lakeville, Minnesota, very affluent suburb.
Mm-hmm.
He also orders her to meet with a man named Paul Reitman. And by order, I mean, he says, if you don't meet with him, I'll put you in jail and put your kids in foster care.
Oh, wow.
Reitman spends 30 minutes with her, accuses her, I have four of her five kids, Nico wasn't there, accuses her of parental alienation and writes a letter to the court saying the situation is so severe that we need to get her out of the house immediately. They hold what they call a telephonic conference September 5, 2012. And from that conference is another order ordering her out of the house, but not giving the kids to David, giving the kids to his sister. The kids, when they come home and find their mother isn't there, run to the police station, and then they're ordered, even though there's another order, to live with her sister, their maternal aunt. And that remains until April 19th, 2013. The two oldest daughters, Samantha and Gianna, and the reason I'm using their names is, number one, they've been used many, many times. Number two, they're both over 18. They are taken by their maternal aunt. They are told they're going for pizza. They just need to make one stop.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the police station where cops and a guy named Jim Gilbertson, who was placed on the case, and this is one of these shrinks who makes $200 to $400 an hour,
mm-hmm.
says, we're placing you back in your home, starting with your paternal aunt and transitioning to your father. And then I quote, this was the plan all along. They are escorted by the Lakeville police, who placed them in the house, and about a half hour later, they run. They call their mother. They're hidden for about 2.5 years until they're found.
And how old are the girls here now at this point, Michael?
They are, I think, 21 and 20.
Oh, no.
Maybe 20 and 19. They're 18 is the cutoff point. They're no longer considered minors, but I don't remember exactly how old they are. I think it was 90.
How old were they when they were when they were ordered to get back into the house?
They were, I think, 13 and 12.
Oh.
In fact, Samantha made an audio recording. It's about 9 minutes, and she said, I'm 13 years old. In June, I'll be 14. So I think Samantha was about to be 14. They are. What happened was they ran, they called their mother, and their mother had two contacts with them since September, both what's called supervised by this guy, Jim Gilbertson. So she didn't even know where they were. They called her and they told her, we're running with or without you. So she took them to a friend of hers who recommended they stay with these two people.
Okay, Michael, we got to go to break. We got to hit the pause button. We've got more from Michael Volpe. The story will continue. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. 536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not gonna hide. Cause the greatest risk we'll ever take is by far. To stand in the light and be seen as we are.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Boy, I'll tell you, we've heard nightmares of child custody battles. They're endless, and you think of the families, you know, what it does to the families, but more importantly, about the kids. Incredible here, and Michael Volpe is with us, investigative reporter. And he is sharing with us, you know, the story here of the rookies and the family and the children. Michael, I mean, this is amazing. So the kids, you know, they're going to be forced to go with the aunt, with the design that they're going to end up with a dad. Then they go, hey, we're out of here. And, so they beat feet. They call their mother and say, hey, with or without you, we're leaving, right?
Correct. And I think off-break you said that you don't know how powerful this guy is and where is he getting all this power. I want to mention one other very interesting thing. Mm-hmm. He grew up really, really poor. Let me tell you how Sam grew up. Her father, among many successful investments, was the original investor in Medtronic.
Oh, wow.
This guy was worth tens of millions, mm-hmm. maybe hundreds of millions. And a lot of that wealth, and there's actually evidence that one of her sisters is teaming up with David. So this is not, I don't know where he gets his power, but he certainly wasn't born into it. But yeah, mm-hmm. I keep in mind there are five kids. So the other three kids wind up, they didn't run. They wind mm-hmm. up living with the paternal aunt. And then I think a couple months later, they live with David. So David Knutson, in his infinite wisdom, and if you could see me, I would put it in quotation marks, decides mm-hmm. in September, and it's actually ironically 11th and 12th of 2013, so a couple months after they ran, to hold a custody trial. So I believe this is the first custody trial in absentia. Two of the five kids are missing, so it doesn't matter what you say. They're missing anyway.
Right.
On the second day of the trial, in a break, the sheriff's officers who patrol the court, They grab Michelle McDonald, who is Sam's attorney. They take her into a back office. They won't tell her why. They throw her into a wheelchair. They lock her to the wheelchair. And then when the break is done, they wheel her back in, and she's still stuck in the wheelchair. And David Knutson says, I don't know what happened, but you either continue in the wheelchair or I'll just issue a judgment for by default. So she's actually forced to continue in that wheelchair for the rest of the custody trial. And surprise, surprise, the decision, all the assets go to David, sole custody to David in that very, very fair trial.
The attorney is locked in a wheelchair?
Correct. She's suing. Now, if you'll believe this, the lawsuit has constantly been dismissed because judges have decided that the law enforcement officers, and I don't think the judge was sued, they have immunity, so they can do this and they're immune from a lawsuit. Correct. Not the whole trial, mind you, is part of the second day of trial, but including the closing argument and some of the witnesses. That's correct. And there's video of this. There is no doubt. And by the way, 2020 didn't mention it. There's a guy named Brandon Stahl. He mentioned it in passing. There's a guy named Michael Broadcorp who writes about this endlessly. I don't think he's mentioned it once. All the radio stations, TV stations, not one of them pointed out that her attorney was forced to conduct part of that trial in handcuffs. Not one besides Stahl in passing. So
how much credibility are you going to have in front of a jury and you're in handcuffs, mm-hmm. right?
Right, but it's not a jury. No, it's the judge who decided.
Oh, the judge
forced her. The judge forced her to continue. And I should mention, on the eve of trial, Michelle McDonald sued him and others civilly for hundreds of millions of dollars, asked him to recuse himself. And keep in mind, when you ask a judge to recuse themselves, the judge decides whether or not they have a conflict. The judge, David Knutson, said, no, I can be fair and impartial. And the next day forced her to conduct part of that trial in handcuffs. So obviously very fair and impartial.
Right, exactly.
And then Sam was given so many conditions that she couldn't possibly see her kids. So she has not seen any of her kids since like those two visits. There was one in Chuck E. Cheese in 2013. So that all continues until April 19, 2015, when Brandon Stahl decides on the second year anniversary of the girls running to write a big article. Now, I asked Brandon, what other articles before this two-year anniversary article did you write mm-hmm. on this case?
Right.
None. Sam contacts him repeatedly, begging him to expose what's happening. Her friends, her advocates, he wouldn't write anything. As part of the article, this guy named Dale Nathan admitted that he was with, at that point no one knew how the girls had run, admitted that he was with Sam when the girls ran, and so that was like the explosive part. And I think in passing, he also mentioned that her attorney had conducted part of the trial in handcuffs. The cops, who had done nothing to look for the kids, suddenly started looking for them. And then in August of 2015, Brandon Stahl, the first of two times, was leaked a sealed warrant from law enforcement. Now, let me explain how this works in journalism. Whoever did that, they're not going to risk their careers because you're a good journalist.
Right.
They're going to risk their careers because you're going to write what they want you to write. He never mentioned that it was leaked. And he certainly didn't mention that the warrant was sealed. And he made it seem like she was a fugitive, even though it's a sealed warrant. She was a flight attendant at the time. In October of 2015, her kids hadn't even been found yet. She's staying in like a hotel or a timeshare after a flight. She's sleeping. The other flight attendant, a male flight attendant, is watching TV. It's past midnight. He gets a knock on the door. Four SWAT team members from the U.S. Marshals. They throw him on the ground, stomach first, handcuff him with his hands behind his back. This guy has no criminal record, nor was he arrested with anything to do with this. They then throw her off the bed. She's naked. They only allowed her to get dressed because her male flight attendant friend begged them to let her get dressed.
Yes.
They then go to detain her, and they said, this has never happened. Minnesota refuses to sign the warrant. And I forgot to mention, they claim that they were charging her with child trafficking, kidnapping, and gun running.
Oh, gee.
Minnesota won't sign the warrant, but they still put her in Osceola County, and I believe it was kidnapping. Because of the seriousness of the charge, she's put in with a woman who's either Elizabeth or Victoria Rios, who was at that point charged with murder. And Rios said, I don't know why you're here. I'm not supposed to have any roommates because of the seriousness of my charges.
Right.
She spends about 2.5 weeks in the jail. She's then transported by bus, shackled, handcuffed, put into a cage. This is a woman with no criminal record that they told them that she was an assaultive felon. A lie. She's transported by bus for about 2 weeks. And then you can find it in an article in something called the Sun Current, which is the Lakeville newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
When they got her back, law enforcement said, oh, we're sorry. I guess it was a computer glitch. That's why we had her charged with child trafficking. Instead, she's charged with parental deprivation, which is a very low-level crime, where the most you can get is a year and a day. And when I asked the U.S. Marshals why they got involved, they told me she was a fugitive. When I said she couldn't be a fugitive because the warrant was sealed, they had no more comment. So at that point is when 2020 got involved. Now, initially they got involved because her friends did like a press release that they sent to multiple media.
Right.
And Sean Dooley, he was the producer. He said, this is Sam's story. You want to get Sam's story. And that seemed to be the way it was going until the second interview. And suddenly Elizabeth Vargas is very confrontational, very judgmental, and saying that she has no evidence of abuse. Keep in mind, there's a Child Protective Services report that says David stuck a gun to his son's head.
Right.
There's police reports of him choking, of him running after his kids. There's all sorts of evidence. And the way she got away with it on the show is she asked, is there any police reports of physical abuse from during the marriage? And Sam said yes. Now, she told me all I heard is police reports.
Mm-hmm.
One thing people should keep in mind is if Vargas had asked Tina Turner that same question about her marriage to Ike,
exactly.
Tina
right.
said there's no police reports. She never called. You rarely call the cops. Based on that, they claim they could find no evidence that she's not obviously making it up, but they were a little slicker than that. They did play some audio recordings of David threatening his kids on voicemails. There's actually another incident where he sat his family around the kitchen table and said he'd kill them all, and then days later he put 6 gunshots into a voicemail for his daughter. They didn't mention that either. And then her criminal trial starts. Now, the first thing I should mention about her criminal trial is the judge was a woman named Karen Asfaw. She also presided over the criminal trial of the two Dowlins and a woman named Dee Dee Evervold, who was the go-between. Dee Dee Evervold was charged with a crime because Sam came to her and she recommended the Dowlins. That's her entire involvement in this case. She's a convicted felon because she's got a felony, multiple felonies, because she gave a referral. So let me tell you about the trial.
Okay, we got about a little over a minute left here, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to sum it up real quick. Go ahead.
Okay. Jury foreman said his ex-wife kept his kids away from him, just like this woman's being accused of. Her daughter, in a police interview, said she was being pressured to recant, and no one was charged with jury tampering. Almost none of the evidence of abuse was allowed. She wasn't allowed to say things like abuse, protective order, hit me, physical violence. So essentially she was arguing that I was protecting my kids from a violent man without being able to introduce any of the evidence of violence. So she's now a 6-time felon, which means she'll never get a job. She can't get a lease, a rent, anything. She's stuck on the street, has no money, even though she comes from a family with tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars. And a lot of that money, David Ruckey now has.
Wow. This is an incredible story. Michael Volpe, I appreciate you coming on. We got to have you back because obviously there's much more to this saga that our audience needs to be aware of. So I look forward to having you back to give us even some more details. Michael Volpe, a freelance investigative reporter on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.